everybody loves a public holiday. It allows us to spend a little bit more time with our families and friends because it gives us a three-day weekend. Well, one of Britain's leading doctors recently called for the country to switch to a three-day weekend, advocating it will enhance health, well-being, family, society and economy. Australian futurist Morris Misolowski joins me on the show to talk about if it would work in Australia. Good afternoon, Morris.
Good afternoon.
Now, you've had a look at how his proposal would work in detail. What do you think of it?
I think the notion of the proposal is well-intentioned, and certainly more time off is something, as you said, that we'd all love to have. But I think in many ways he's missed the mark. He's talking about what would have worked a couple of years ago, maybe 10 or 15 years ago, but you and I are beginning to work in a very, very different way. And we don't really want 3 days off, strangely enough. We want to have time off when we want to have time off.
So you're saying basically we can take as much time off as we want as long as we get the work done?
Yeah, so my work shows me that really what's happening around Australia and very much around the world is that we're beginning to work to project and task rather than 9 to 5 Monday to Friday. Now, the 9 to 5 Monday and Friday that you and I are so used to is about 200 years old, and it's due to the Industrial Revolution, where we all had to get together at a fixed place, do our own little part of a much bigger task, and finish at some given time, and then come back the next day and do it again. And the weekend was, of course, for religious reasons. It was a time to catch up with family and to go to church or mosque or synagogue or wherever it was we had to go. Now, they're all still terrific values, and we should have them, but the notion of us all having to work that way no longer holds up.
So do you think something like a 3-day weekend or a 4-day weekend or however long we want to take as long as we get it done, will it work in Australia? Do we have the capabilities to do that?
We absolutely do. And not only will we have already. Lots of people have worked this way for quite a while. Now, firstly, we have to dispel the myth that everything is going to be for everybody. There are some jobs, some professions, where we have to work 9 to 5, so to speak, 5 days a week. We, of course, need our medical people on call all the time. We need our police people on call all the time. You need to be in studio presenting at a particular time. That's a given. Those jobs will be there, and a number of us, many of us, will have those sorts of jobs. But increasingly, a lot of the work that other people do aren't fixed to finishing at a particular time or being presented at a particular time. And it's often just as convenient for a boss, an employer, a self-employed person to say, look, I'll get this done by, and of course to work to great levels of completion. All the things we would want from a finished task are there, everybody's happy with it, but it's not mandated within that particular time period. And when they've done that task, they can decide, will I move on to do something else? Or will I go and watch the kids play footy or spend time with my spouse or whatever else they want? And I see that that really is how many people in Australia are moving towards seeing their employment.
Now, having this kind of working cycle, it's obviously going to help the families, and everyone's family is really important to them, and being a family station, it's really important to us. How much of an effect will it have on the families? Are we going to be seeing more families getting out and enjoying the sun and becoming closer?
I think this type of work is actually a boon for family, because the way that we used to work really tore families apart. They had to leave early in the morning, often come back late at night, didn't see kids. Weekends, even though we believed they were sacrosanct, often weren't. If we're able to manufacture our time, if we're able to use it in a way that allows us to go to the basketball match or allows us to go out with our wife or our spouse, I think that we will in fact make family life more harmonious. We'll actually be able to decide as a family unit what suits us and to take holiday time appropriately. And maybe weekends don't suit anymore in the new way that the 2 people or 3 people or 4 people in that family work. Maybe it makes sense for them to catch up on a Wednesday afternoon or do something else. We haven't had the ability for very long to be able to say to an employer, that's what we want, but we shall have that moving forward.
So you said businesses are already starting to grasp the idea of this and start to do this kind of thing. How long do you think it becomes mainstream? How long are we waiting here?
We've really got it mainstream already. There are lots of industries that have been doing this for a while. Our building industry for quite a while has had an RDO, and they'll work a couple of weeks and then take a Monday off. We have our FIFO, fly-in, fly-out miners and other people that will work really hard for maybe a month, 2 months, and then take a month or 2 months off. Our nurses and doctors at hospitals, for instance, will do horrendous hours and then get a couple of days off in lieu. Many of your listeners will be able to say to their boss, look, I need to be somewhere tomorrow morning. Maybe I'll work an extra half an hour a day for a couple of days to make up the time. So we're seeing this already. It's not totally out of something new. But what I'm saying is that the conversation of doing that will become more and more common.
Well, Morris, it definitely is an interesting subject to have a chat about. Thank you so much for joining me on the show this afternoon.
A pleasure.